god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Bring in Blake Ruffino down in Louisiana. Talk some LSU. Talk some college football in general. Blake, good morning to you, sir. And what's the latest on LSU and hiring coaches?
Well, Bill, we've hit another Marcus Freeman, I guess, type scenario with Ryan Nielsen, the defensive line coach from the New Orleans Saints. Bill, I don't want to come on your show and really get after it like I've been on mine. But at the end of the day, if for the fans that are for the listeners right now that don't know or don't follow New Orleans Saints football, let me just advise you: Sean Payton, the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, is the most pettiest human being on the face of the planet. He always has been, Bill. He always will be. You know, doing the locker room antics, the attacking reporters on Twitter who cover teams that don't even cover the New Orleans Saints. He's petty. Bill, at the end of the day, there was a hook, a snag with the contract for Ryan Nielsen that said that he couldn't go back to college. LSU disputed it. Ryan Nielsen disputed it. And basically the Saints said, sue us. This isn't the truth, sue us, but we're not letting you leave. And from what I hear and what I understand, Sean Payton threw a hissy fit and yelled like a little baby, no, 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 and Ryan Nielsen's not going to be the next DC at LSU. And they gave him this little fluffy title, if you will, to say that he would be the next associate head coach, which means nothing. So we're still on the DC search. But on the flip side here, Bill, Ed Orgeron and Scott Woodward should have known that this hookup was in the contract. They should have known to wait to talk to Sean Payton for an interview, and they should have done this the proper way. So on both sides, but they've never let Ed Orgeron do that before. That, you know, he's coached with Sean Payton. So they should have done their due diligence. They didn't. And so now, because of some incompetence on some levels, they are still looking for a DC.
Now, is there conflict in general between Sean Payton and LSU?
There wasn't before, but there is now, Bill.
Yeah.
There is now. Because, look, people could say that Ryan Nielsen was using LSU as leverage. That's not the case. We confirm that. He did not use LSU for leverage. Bill, this deal in principle was done 10 days ago. Actually, today would be 11 days. He told Ed Orgeron he was coming. And he was Ed Orgeron's first guy. That's the guy that he wanted. And then Scott Woodward told him, no. Let's go look some other places before we make this decision. Now, Scott Woodward and Virg Ausberry, the associate AD, they struck out on their guy. Ed went after his, and he struck out on that one. Somebody's got to learn how to close the deal. But the problem is here, Bill, is that they're working on two separate wavelengths. He's not letting his head coach go get his guy. He wants to go bring somebody else in instead of them collaborating and working together and bringing the best candidate in for LSU. Because you'll have the talent, but now you won't work together. At this point, Bill, it's getting very dicey. So I don't know who they can go get from a PR standpoint, at least, that they could bring in that would get the fans riled up after a, let's just call it what it is, Bill, a decent offseason so far.
The only thing missing – missing here is Joe Oliva. He's got to be somewhere involved here, right?
Has to be. I mean, because, Bill, we were fired up about Scott Woodward. The prodigal son returned. The man who was a part of bringing Nick Saban in to Baton Rouge. The prodigal son is here. And, Bill, he's been worse than Joe Oliva. He's done nothing. And LSU fan, Bill, I got blistered last night for saying that. But tell me what he's done. He's done nothing. You were brought in here to close the deal. We could have left Joe Oliva here to get laughed at by Jimmy Sexton and Tom Herman. And Bill, the thing that gets me the most is the incompetence of that room and that staff to not know that there would be a snag in his contract. You know, Ed Orgeron's taking the bullets right now in front of Nicholson Drive, right here in front of the stadium. It's a live bullet show, and he's taking all the bullets from the LSU fans because they're like, Coach O's a dummy. He should have known better. He's not a lawyer. He's not an agent. He doesn't read through contracts. Ryan Nielsen's confirming to people around Louisiana that he had absolutely no idea that he signed a contract about not going back to college because, Bill, he told Mike Dettillier, I want to say 4 months ago, that his goal was to be a college football head coach. He didn't know he signed that. But you know what's funny? We talked about this last week, and, Bill, I was listening right before I came on. You know who his agent is, huh? Jimmy Sexton. So Jimmy Sexton has done this 3 times to LSU so far this year. It's kind of funny, but we'll continue to monitor. But hopefully they can go find somebody that can coach some dang football.
There's nothing going on with LSU and Pete Golding, correct?
I'll never say never, Bill. I think that there was some time there a couple weeks ago, maybe even about a month, that there were some rumors that Pete Golding was requesting an interview. Actually, Bill, 30 days ago to the date, Pete Golding was, I was told on the 20th that he was requesting for an interview. But it seems as if, and it feels as if, some sourcing saying that maybe Nick Saban kind of worked that relationship out. I wouldn't mind Pete Golding, but at the same time, I don't know if LSU's prepared for that fight with him and Nick Saban. I don't think that they're ready for that. Bill, they can't get Marcus Freeman to say no to Notre Dame. They can't get Sean Payton to say yes to a contract because they didn't interview the man and they didn't go through proper procedures. You think it's going to be – they're going to be going up against Nick Saban in Alabama on this one. You think that they're ready for that fight? Because I have no confidence that they're ready for that fight right now.
Jeremy Pruitt's available. I think you've seen that news, haven't you?
Well, tell him to bring his McDonald's bags with him, Bill. I was hoping that I had some extra eligibility. I was going to go commit to the University of Tennessee. Bill, I don't think they'll go there.
No.
Even if they could go there, LSU with the Title IX stuff going on, and some violations that they had under Les Miles, they're not going to be able to go there, Bill. They can't bring someone in. Because if you remember, we talked, I think, about a month ago about Bo Davis, the defensive line coach who's now at Texas.
Right.
They wouldn't even let him bring in Bo Davis because of the simple fact that he had a show clause before.
Blake Ruffino with us. We'll let you know how you can get all of his stuff, all of his shows, and all the broadcasting that he does. Very passionate, knows what he's talking about. just, I know you're at 30,000 feet on this one, but just watching this whole Tennessee mess, your thoughts there?
Sloppiness, Bill, you know, because I do think it goes on everywhere. I know that if it goes on at FCS level, Southeastern, I know that it goes on well more at an SEC school like Tennessee. But, Bill, there are some things that I know and some things that I don't. You know, the Eric Gilbert thing is one of them that I knew that they got sloppy with Harris, you know. I know his old teammate Harrison Bailey in Georgia, they got really sloppy with. And some of the things that I was told, just in reference to Eric Gilbert, even if a half of that is true, the other, I don't want to say was the utter confidence, but the utter cockiness that they thought that they could get away with something like this. Now, I don't know if the McDonald's bag stuff is true, but all I know is that I felt that they got sloppy. And, Bill, I think from a PR standpoint, when they asked Philip Fulmer, hey, what's the best – what will Jeremy Pruitt's tenure go down as? And he says recruiting. It just feels like look, I think Tennessee is a place that someone could go and really make that place buzz and really make them an SEC powerhouse. I just don't understand from a culture standpoint why they have not been able to get that guy in there. Because, you know, great stadiums, great facilities, great fan base. I just don't understand it. But Jeremy Pruitt, I think his days are over, Bill, in college football.
It's bleak. Yeah, he and Sexton are out there. They're gonna get they're gonna lawyer up, but they have already lawyered up. It'll be interesting. I guess the thing with Pruitt in this is if you're gonna lawyer up, let's say they've got you, which it looks like they got him. He's at least going to take some people with him, right? Some others. Bare minimum, if you don't get paid, you're taking people down with you. If this is the way it's going to be, you're coming with me, right?
Oh yeah, he's going to be taking people down. And, Bill, this isn't even close to being over. And I know the LSU fans have said for Jeremy Pruitt as the DC, but, Bill, there was an article I read, and I forget from who, but Tennessee could be facing up to 50 level one violations. And if that's the case, then this is going to be I'm not going to say they're going to get the death penalty or anything like that, but this is just the beginning of something that could be really, really bad. And so I think they're going to bring the house down. And I don't know, Bill, if Jimmy Sexton doesn't give people up to lower the blow on Jeremy Pruitt. I don't know that. Usually that's how that works. I mean, let's remember Bo Davis at Alabama. You think, Bill, that Bo Davis knew while at Alabama and Nick Saban did not know that he was going to meet with the recruits during a dead period? Come on now. I mean, they're going to definitely give up people up as scapegoats.
Tell everybody how they can get on your shows.
Appreciate it, Bill King. AYS Sports on Twitter, RU Series Sports Network on Facebook. We are still doing the $100 gift card giveaway. All you have to do is go to YouTube and subscribe. We'll put your name in a drawing. It's been going really well. I think about 300-400 people that have subscribed, which is awesome. So a lot of names we got to put in a drawing. So go there. We'll do a drawing at the end of the month. And we'll get that gift card away to you. But thanks, Bill. I appreciate you having me on, my friend.
Now, the gift card isn't in a McDonald's bag when you mail it to them, right?
Is that the way? If you're a Tennessee fan, well, I'll put a $100 bill in a McDonald's bag, Bill. I'll let you know that. I'll put it in all ones if that's what you want. So we can figure out a way. I'm not too shy to do something like that.
See you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Later, Bill.
There you go, Blake Ruffino. Berg, a little bit later, Josh Newberg will join us from the 24/7 Sports family and also the podcast, which is popular. Oh, yeah. Called the Big 3 Roll-Up. That'll be a little later. We're clear. We have tons of time here, y'all. I mean, basically unlimited time. 615-844-5600, Twitter at BillisKing, and you can email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Here comes that traffic now out of Dixon County on I-40 eastbound, passing 840, headed up through Kingston Springs, arriving there into West Nashville. Still not too bad as far as interstate accidents. 2200 Blank, a Dickerson Pike in East Nashville. That wreck is being cleared as we speak. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks March 27th. You can find out all the details at ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is one click on homedepot.com/bath. It's the Days of Doing winter bath event. Up to 40% off a wide selection of vanities, faucets, toilets, and more, plus free delivery of all online vanities. From bold new lighting to a fresh new shower, your new bath is closer than you think. The winter bath event, online now at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through March 28th, while supplies last.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Be with us a little later, hour number three. All right. Back to the McDonald's story that hit on Tuesday. And you've got kind of a battle going on here because some credible people are saying this is not true. Credible people. And again, I've told you, the national guys that do sports talk, meaning that do the mainly the pro stuff, right? They're all about the, and that's fine. I mean, that's their love. That's fine. But I've always said caution when they start talking college football or hear some scoop. Very rarely would I suggest you pay any attention to that. That's not their game. That's not what they know. I know this because I can tell. I can read through it when I hear these national guys that have a different way of doing things than we do. Again, nothing wrong with their style. I'm just saying that's not their area of expertise. But I am told that the McDonald's bag thing is true. Having said all that, another note. I'm going to be careful. Well, a couple of notes. I told you earlier, the snitch is clearly an insider. It's not somebody from a competing enemies list school. This is an inside job. Also, what's interesting is, and this, I think it's out there a little bit. I don't know that it's public. One of the violations here involves an offer to an offensive lineman in recruiting. Ironically, somebody Tennessee did not get. They tried. They tried. Put up a big chunk of money. And this player signed. He's a class 21 kid. I'll give you that clue. If you look, you can find this. It's not that hidden. And I want to check one while we're sitting here. You've heard us mention Brian Niedermeyer on the show. Some. I mean, not much, but. When Tennessee was doing well in recruiting under Pruitt, Niedermeyer was one that was getting a lot of the credit. He's on Twitter. Now, I'm going to pull him up here. And if this thing will let me. Last time he tweeted was middle of December. Niedermeyer. I believe it was in 19, and you can check me here. One of the services named him the National Recruiter of the Year, Brian Niedermeyer. And he's always, at least prior now, on Twitter, popping off, you know, cryptic recruiting messages. And he'd been quite successful with it. Now, Brian Niedermeyer is one of those that on Monday got the unhired document. You're out of here. Along with another on-the-field coach, Shelton Felton, and then a bunch of others from the recruiting department. 10 total, including Jeremy Pruitt, got the unhired document. But one of the biggest items, among others, in this whole situation for Tennessee, one of them involves a bunch of money promised to a big name offensive line recruit who did not even end up at Tennessee, which has some people wondering. I'm just gonna leave it a little vague for you there, y'all. Just gonna leave it vague. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, since the state of Tennessee employs the worst governor in John Cooper, maybe the Vols can hire the worst coach, John Cooper. Who is from East Tennessee? Yeah, that John Cooper, the coach, is from East Tennessee. Says, although I would pay the salary if they brought in Kerry Coombs. Yeah, Kerry, can you draw up on the board here for me? The bust which happened on your defense where a slow linebacker is chasing Smitty. Yeah, show me how that busted. Can you diagram that for me? Look, that 240-pound, looks like he's in quicksand running, linebacker is chasing Smitty. Not only that, but the linebacker, when he's chasing Smitty, looks like he's limping too. I don't know if that's his the way he runs when he's trying really, really too hard to be faster. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But I'd like to see that. Hugh Freeze has a tweet this morning. Clay links it for us. Here it is. You/me, are not the mistakes we've made or what labels are put on us by others. We are what God says we are, and anything else is false. False humility. So flip the script and start telling yourself stories worth telling. Go hashtag win the day. And then people are responding. Here's one. Coach, I really want to see you in Knoxville soon. And then another guy. Rocky Top, you'll always be. And then it has the da-da-da-da-da there. People think that's what it means? Hashtag Vols here. I don't think there's any way that's what that means. Now, would Hugh love to have that gig? Probably. Probably. Now, let me also say this. Tennessee is a radioactive mess right now. And speaking of that, of course, the nuclear plant's not that far from campus in Oak Ridge. You want to go there. The nuclear angle on this. Tennessee's very radioactive. But Tennessee's job is attractive in other ways. No, you're not going to be winning anytime soon. And you're probably going to be laced with probation, which will include the worst part of probation is when they dock you scholarships. It's really not the bowl ban. The bowl ban ain't a big deal. But when they start taking scholarships are gold nuggets, okay? They're very valuable. Those numbers are valuable. That's where they get you. They get you financially, too. But when you're out selling and you're limited like that, it's hard. But the job is attractive in this way. You're going to get somewhat of a honeymoon period. Because in the beginning, first couple of years, everybody knows that it's going to be ugly. It's already been ugly, but the new guy, whoever this is, you're not expected to win or die year one or two. There's no way. There's nothing there for you. But it's attractive because of, again, you'll be given time, sometime, and Tennessee has lots of resources. Yeah, they have anything you want, facilities and pay, and I don't mean the McDonald's bags. I mean salary-wise and resources. Now they've got to want to help you that way. They cut Butch off. Butch was limited. All that went down with Butch. But he was limited in the monies he could use. Jeremy Pruitt was given a blank check. Yeah, Jeremy Pruitt was given the world compared to Butch Jones at Tennessee. Those were not equal. Butch, when he wanted to do something, go get extra money because I want to get this coach, they'd stop him. Jeremy could do anything he wanted while things were going. Meaning, if I need an extra $500K because I want to get this guy and it's going to cost that much more, not a problem. Anything he wanted, he gets. Not the case with Butch. And I'm not defending Butch at all. I'm just saying those were not equal. And I don't know, because Fulmer's not in charge anymore. At least, he's not going to be. Will the new AD have that ability too? Better. Yeah, better. Now, again, needs to be somebody who's clean. Not going to get you in trouble, but anyways, let's get the break, and then we'll continue on this Wednesday edition. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's picked up quite a bit down Ellington Parkway here in the last few minutes as you make your way down from the top to the bottom. Still over there working with that crash 2300 block at Dickerson Pike in East Nashville. Traffic's on the increase now through Mount Juliet. I-40 westbound still looks pretty good coming past 840. All that traffic there headed towards Hermitage. Hey, check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Prince's Hot Chicken. 5814 Nolensville Pike. It's so worth that short drive. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, high 46. Showers likely tonight, low 38. Chance of showers and mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 52. And mostly cloudy Thursday night, low 35. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR's Bob Stey.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Vaughn Broadnax says, Bill, I'll help pay for Kerry Combs' salary as well. Hey, they've been getting some news from players staying. Haskell Garrett announced, was it yesterday? He's staying. Defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman, really had a good year. Yeah, that's big now. And, of course, Olave, Ruckert, they say they're back on the offense. Obviously, Fields, not. But that's not news. I was just thinking. I started preparing you folks late last week, accelerating this Tennessee story. Again, it was still unclear. I wasn't sure the outcome here, meaning Pruitt gets run. Obviously, that happened. But I was preparing you. It was really messy. And what was interesting, you know, you always hear about the quote, calm before the storm, that metaphor. That's what was happening. It got really quiet for a while at Tennessee. Really for a couple weeks. I mean, the silence was deafening, that kind of quiet. But you knew something quirky, something awkward was going on, and that's, you know, we've chronicled all that's been happening there. But I was just thinking, when we have stories like this, and not that this is the exact same, it's not, but when Tattoo Gate was going on, back to the Buckeyes and Terrell Pryor, I mean, we spent a lot of days on that, you know, on and off with other stories, but that was a central item for a while. And the outcome was jaw-dropping because I had no thinking this is going to lead to the sweater vest's demise. I never thought this guy is going to keep screwing around here and lose his gig. No way. I mean, that's not even possible here. And that was the outcome. Back to the Cam Newton 2010. You got to remember now, like I've told you, that entire year as Auburn kept trending on the football field to a natty. But every week you could see it building. This team's coming on, man. And Cam Newton's playing like Superman here. But the entire time the Cam Newton got paid, the dad was involved, there's a church involved, there's a guy that down in Mississippi, I mean, you had all kinds of stuff going on. And that didn't die for a long time. So like I've said, these particular type, what would I call them, tragedies or not, but these controversies happen, and there's more in the future. I mean, we don't know where they're coming from, but they're coming, right? Now, when the NCAA goes to the name and likeness model, and I don't think it's going to be just unfettered, get your sponsor, go do what you want. The way I'm reading this, at least the proposal, is it'll all have to be filtered through the school, and the school will have to okay everything. You don't think we're going to have some problems there? I mean, because you're going to have a kid, let's say, gets a sponsor that maybe already is a sponsor at the school, and the school doesn't want to be losing money, even though it's in addition to what they're getting, so they deny it, and then the player throws a fit. You don't think stuff like that's going to happen? Well, the agent throws a fit, and the kid throws a fit. You don't think that kind of stuff's going to happen? I mean, God knows where we are heading with this. We don't need to be heading there at all, but that's where we're heading. It's a terrible idea, but it's, we're about to get a big steady dose of it. Is in our future. Yeah, it's definitely there. Yeah, I watched a little, not a lot. I was cooking last night. I had the TV on. Tennessee was predicted to be the champion of the SEC, even with Kentucky, another one of their outstanding recruiting classes, which has failed miserably this year. And Tennessee literally did not show up in Gainesville, got run out of town. It was like Spurrier Fulmer circa 95, 96, 97. That's what that looked like. Any of you remember the 90s when Tennessee Florida football was a monstrosity? And it's not even ever close to returning to that. Mainly because of Tennessee being the problem. But they'd run into each other. It would be a huge buildup. And until 98 and then 01, but Spurrier would always win, and he would win in going-away fashion. 98, no. 01, no. But most of those, Spurrier would win. Most of the times leading up to that, the hype would be incredible. National news, division news, league news. It meant everything. It had a direct reflection on the Natty. It was that big of a game. Fans both sides chirping constantly. Spurrier egging it on. There's nothing like it. Absolutely nothing like it. That basketball game last night without the crowd and without the football brand was similar. I mean, Tennessee, I don't know what they were doing. My kids were watching because they're all into it. I was walking back and forth in between chicken thighs and enchiladas. Yeah, we had it going inside and outside. last night. Had a good – oh, quick note. The mayor – now, the mayor – well, we're not in Nashville, but it's south of Nashville in the Franklin – Wilco, the South Wilco area, held a get-together at the courthouse last night at 5 Central, just briefly, to honor the state championship high school team that my kid plays for. And it was pretty cool. They had a big plaque. There's going to be a big sign when you're going down the main drag, which is, I guess, for you that need the numbers, 431. There'll be a big sign of state champion 5A Summit. Something like that, right on the road as you're driving by. Pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool. We had that briefly last night. Then I went home and started cooking. And, the enchiladas. We need a huge batch of that. We didn't make enough. It was all gone once everybody started. There was none left over. And the chicken thighs, I bought a bunch, but I was just cooking them in a couple of nights, and they're all gone too. Nothing left. Sad. Very sad. Jim in Jupiter says, great win, Gators. Mike White needs to win just enough to keep that job. Signed, all the Seminoles. Mike White has not, in general, done that good of a job there. I know. Seminoles just beat North Carolina, but North Carolina's not. There was a stat. And somebody is going to have to correct me. But in basketball, Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, all unranked together for the first time. Was it something like since 1961? Or there's a stat out there like that. I didn't pay much attention. It's noteworthy. Another one of Kentucky's issues, and our Kentucky folks up there who monitor the show will acknowledge this, but a big problem up there, well, a problem, I think it's somewhat big, was it before Kentucky's game at Florida, when Kentucky actually played well and beat them handily, before they came home and got dominated by Alabama. But in that game, before that game, Calipari and the team kneeled. And again, you can take whatever side you want on that, okay? I'm just telling you, it's controversial. You may say, well, Bill, it shouldn't be. Well, it is. It is, whether you like it or not. And the Kentucky fan base, now, maybe not all of them, but a good chunk of them did not take kindly to that. And they're on Coach Cal right now. I got to tell you, Coach Cal, and I followed him since the UMass days. I'm starting to doubt his future. He's done a good job. He's won a natty. He always has them in the tournament, has them winning lots of games. I mean, he's done a good job. Some say he should have won more natties. That's a good debate. Some will argue, well, Bill, it's just one and done. It's really not college. That's a long-standing debate, too. But they're not the only ones that do that. They may do it more than anybody else. But this group here, and again, a very highly recruited class, this plus a 7-foot transfer from Wake Forest that's everybody would have loved to have had transfer in. They're all discombobulated. They don't do anything well. I think they're starting to defend better. Offensively, they are terrible. They can't shoot for bleep. They can't even hit a free throw. And what are they? They're 3-8 or whatever the record is. But it's a terrible. And Cal, I don't know. Now, Cal's recruiting, and one of his 5 stars plays here at Innsworth, just down the road, for the class of 22. But I don't know, man. I don't know if Cal's got a lot of this left in him. He's starting to look a little more haggard. And he's not able to get, at least to date, he's not able to get through to this group. Yeah, this group, it's watching Kentucky is a running your head into the wall right now. It's bad. Now, those of you who don't like Kentucky probably enjoy it, but no, they've got a mess, kind of a mess going on up there too. Not anything like the Vols, no. I'm not comparing the two at all. Anyways, we'll take the break. One more break here in hour number two. Berg will be with us for a couple of minutes. Top of hour number three, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up right now on Vietnam Vets, but it's picking up quite a bit up by Gallatin Pike there, coming through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets. Just that busy traffic now down 109 coming out of Gallatin into Wilson County down to I-40. Still looks good through Mount Julian right now on I-40. Hey, check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text STREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text STREAK to 321-321 right now. Text STREAK to 321-321. That's STREAK to 321-321.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokhara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokhara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokhara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokhara Salon and Spa. This Valentine's Day, give her the gift of relaxation. Bokhara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokhara Salon and Spa. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch Country. Bill, you're right. Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, unranked, same poll since 1961. There's you a stat, y'all. West Coast Sooner, Bill. Does Blake realize, talking Blake Ruffino, I guess here, every team has some form of cash distribution. Remember Odell in the championship giving out handshakes of cash. Yeah, they, Karen linked this article. Got to remember, LSU and the season wasn't going anywhere anyways, but they self-imposed a bowl ban for this year. And the football program admitted to a major level one violation. It was illegal payments of $180,000 for a no-show job to James Alexander, the father of former LSU lineman Vidal Alexander. Played there from 12 to 15. So that would have been under Les Miles right there. Money came from LSU booster John Paul, is it Funes, who was found guilty in 2019 of embezzling more than $500,000 from Our Lady of the Lake Hospital in Baton Rouge. He began serving a 33-month sentence in a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, December of 19. LSU also admitted to two less serious Level 3 violations, one involving former LSU receiver Odell Beckham. This is what West Coast Sooner was talking about. Handing out $2,000 in cash to LSU players moments after they beat Clemson in the national championship game. LSU officials first said the money was fake. Then Joe Burrow, quarterback, said in a TV interview that the money that was returned to Beckham was actually real. And there's more here, but yeah, it's, you know, I don't like the term or the phrase that people use, well, Bill, everybody's doing it, even though that is, in essence, true. I just don't like it as an excuse. It doesn't make it better for you. The bottom line, you know what the phrase ought to be? Everybody's doing it, but they're not getting caught. At least not like you are. If you have to say to make it better for your school, everybody's doing it, you need to wonder and ponder why you're the team next to the guillotine right now. Now, everybody's doing something. That is true. Look, we've got to understand the real world. It's happening. There are dudes getting stuff that we'll never know about. Happens all the time. While we're sitting here right now, it's happening. But the art form is who's going to find out about it. That's the trick there. Doug DiBiase, Bill, the missus made chicken thighs from a birthday dinner last night, baked instead of on the smoker. Came out great. Hoping the weather will cooperate this weekend, we'll throw some more on the grill along with some cornbread. You know what I was thinking? I don't know why this hit me the other night. It's been a long time. We've got a place here that when people come to town, to the 615, obviously they want to do the downtown, the Music Row, if you're into country music, all that, and just whatever you're going to do when you get here, right? It's a tourism town. But one thing a lot of people do is they go to a place called the Loveless Motel. And it's not known because of the motel angle. It's known because of the kitchen, the place where you eat in there. And it's known for its breakfast, country ham and biscuits, among other things. Since I'm here, I've been there a million times. I haven't been recently, but sometimes when people will come in town, they want to meet, I'll meet them over there because they just have to go to the Loveless Motel. Some of you have been there. If you've never been there, if you guys come in for commitments whenever we have it again, and you have extra time, it take you about 30 minutes out of downtown to get there. It's worth going to. But it's country ham and biscuits. And I haven't had that. The other night, for some reason, it just hit me. I started tasting that. Like, wow, wouldn't that not be good right now? I started looking up recipes. Because I don't think we've ever done that on our own here. Anybody have a good recipe for that, let me know. Now, we can handle the biscuits part. You know, Mama does a really good job with biscuits. But the ham, the country ham angle is interesting. And the red-eye gravy. No. Yeah. The red-eye gravy. You know what's part of the red-eye gravy? Coffee. But I've never made it. Hour 3 coming up. And Berg on the other side. He'll be with us. Omni.